Dream Masons with another great day here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard from Echo Step, Pictures in the Sky, Jones for Revival, Birthday Suit, and Tropodelic with Ideal. And joining us in studio right now, they found the place.
Yes!
The Dream Masons. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. Hi. Introduce yourselves real quick.
My name's Anastasia.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Phil.
Anastasia, tell us about your... Tell us about your adventure getting here.
Well, you know, the phone died, like, it said, well, it didn't die officially. It had one bar left, and it said I was 9 minutes away, and I'm like, oh, that's not what I want right now. So
we were about 30 seconds away, and we couldn't find the place, so.
I think she might have a new club for the show of those that got lost getting here. And had no way to actually figure it out.
It was like the 80s.
You had to stop and ask for directions.
I know. Talking to people.
Where's the payphone when we need it, right?
No.
Well, you guys are here because you've got a show coming up next Tuesday at the Beachland Tavern. Tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. We're really excited to play there, actually. We're playing with a touring act from Nashville called The Whistles and the Bells. And we haven't really formally met, but from what we've seen, they're pretty cool dudes. So we're really excited to be able to open for them. And we actually just got back from Nashville, so anything about Nashville is kind of fun. It's like, I want to ask him about it.
It's the place to be, right?
Yeah.
Music industry.
So what were you doing in Nashville?
We played a show out there at the Crying Wolf, and it was a blast. We had a packed house. We got rid of a bunch of demos. Had a good time. It was a pretty different atmosphere there. You can smoke inside there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
For me, no, because I don't smoke cigarettes. But
just a thing.
But for the people there, they were less, like, there were more people inside the bar,
right.
Which was kind of cool.
They didn't have to go outside.
Right.
Right. That's awesome. Cool. Well, you've got some tunes that you're going to play live. Of course, we did hear the single. Whoa, that was loud out there. We just got some noise from outside there. And we did talk off the air about some of the tunes. So what's the first song that you're going to play for us here today?
We are going to play Coastin'. The song is called Coastin'. It was written. We don't have it recorded yet. We're actually looking to record it in July, actually. Our plan is to we're going to release a single every other month for the rest of the year, and Coastin' will be one of those singles. So.
Awesome. Well, let's hear some live music here from the Dream Masons.
Got a mind that's dark and dirty. You got the kind of ideas I need. You got something for me, baby. Yes, you've got something for me. Something for me. Take a trip somewhere far away. Composing thoughts you could never say. You're so ideal, but it's fine if you stray. I got my own plan too. You're always right, you're always right. Each and every time we fight. However, I know I can. But I thought you kinda liked me that way. Guess it's safe to say that I will have to keep on coasting. There's no knowing where I'm rolling. Why don't we both pretend this was a story? You wouldn't know a single thing. Thing about me, and I wouldn't know. on the fence while we do what lovers do. Whoa. Whoa. You got something for me. Take a trip somewhere far away, composing thoughts you could never say. You're so ideal, but it's fine if you stray. I got my own plan too. You're always right, you're always right. Each and every time we fight. However, I know I can get a little insane, but I thought you kinda liked me that way. Guess it's safe to say that I will to keep on coasting. There's no knowing where I'm rolling.
The Dream Masons live on Near Rocks, coasting.
Thanks, guys.
Very nice.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome. And you guys, the Dream Masons, will be with the Whistles and the Bells next Tuesday, May 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Beachland Tavern.
Yes.
So, question for you. I'm going to ask you the question that you posed on Facebook.
Oh, no. I hate that question. That's why I put it on there, so other people can do my work for me.
Did you post that up there expecting it for tonight or something?
No. Actually, we're getting into the works of Spotify, so they ask you, like, what do you sound like? So they can do their, you know, music genome algorithm thingamabobber. So, okay, the question being...
What bands do you sound like?
Oh, gosh.
Don't you hate this question?
I really do.
It's the worst. I feel bad that Eric even asked it, right? I'm on your side. I'm like...
The only reason I did it is because they posted it on Facebook, so...
Well, you do your research, and that's a good...
You had some answers here.
We did, and,
What was the first one? That one, after I researched it a little bit, that wasn't too far off.
Right. I think, I don't remember her name.
Jin Wigmore?
Jin Wigmore.
Yeah. Thank you. You saved us on that one. Yeah. So it was Jin Wigmore. We've also been told that Stacey's vocals sound like hints of Amy Winehouse, little Gwen Stefani at times, and what was the other one? Hayley Williams.
Yeah,
but we don't mind Paramore, but
no, we don't mind any of them. I'm all about all music. I'm super, like,
absolutely
a lover of all music.
But yeah, so we're still trying to figure that out. Mostly, and the other answer that we got on Facebook was all of the bands. That's what we sound like. We sound like all of them. So, you know, we didn't get too much help from them on that.
And speaking of Facebook, Anastasia, I did admit off the air that you hold the current record for the most amount of times accidentally calling me on Facebook.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Proudly, I am the champion title holder.
You win
this.
Nothing. I want you to know that. But I just wanted to give you that credit there.
Because he refuses to answer Facebook calls. So.
I don't do that either. I don't even mean to. It's just like I bump it all the time.
Has anyone ever actually made an intentional Facebook call?
Or the thumb. Has anyone really ever meant to use that thumb they have?
It's only been an accident.
I swear. Someone could be like, oh, my cat's sick, and it'll thumbs up right after that. Like, I'm such a jerk.
Well, the next time you accidentally Facebook call me, I'm going to give you the thumbs up.
Oh. There we go.
Awesome. Well, you guys have some other music you're going to play for us. What's the next tune that you're gonna do?
We're going to do a song called Ways, which is actually, it references Cleveland, but not exactly present-day Cleveland, more so Cleveland in the 70s. But no one will really pay attention except for me, because I'm a big music writing nerd, so...
When is the song, real quick, the 80s song of getting lost to the radio station without a phone? That's gotta come up soon. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah,
okay.
New inspiration.
It's on my list right after some guys from Fort Wayne, Indiana, came out to see us in Columbus, and they were like, can you write a song about Star Wars? And I said, yes, we can do that. So that'll be next.
Here's your microphone.
The Dream Masons live on Neo Rocks.
I remember we were right to die. Wouldn't have survived alone. He had his ways and I learned them quickly. Eat or be eaten when St. Clair's yours. light is acid on your bones, and hunger swallows mongrels whole. He loathed the world and banished fate. He grabbed the reins and took kind's role. I know of ways that would terrify you down to your core, for I've loved a man with the world in the palm of his hand, but he still wanted more. Unless we get greed, we get riches and ruins crumbling to the shore. But the blood on his hand was a stain of the best that he couldn't escape or ignore. When it snowed, he took me in, but heat was all that we could share. While our bodies, they move so close, I knew his heart was elsewhere. August, we were all afraid. With each new house, we changed our names. And all we had were memories, but I believe he left his lying there. In the streets, melt away with the snow and no St. Clair. Loved a man with the world in the palm of his hand, but he still wanted more. Alas, we got great big riches and ruins crumbling to the shore. But the blood on his hand was a stain of the best that he couldn't escape or ignore. I know of ways that would terrify you down to your core. And he's never coming home. But I loved him so.
The Dream Masons live here on Neo Rocks. Ways.
That was cool.
Thanks. That's actually about the extreme dangerousness of St. Clair in the 70s during Coke selling. As you can see, I'm definitely a dork because I just called it Coke selling.
I didn't know that's what that was about.
It is. Something new every day.
Confessions here on Neo Rocks.
There's a lot of word symbolism, like snow and...
Yeah, I like that. You thought it was about winter.
Right. That's
like, I love this song about winter.
Right. You should be able to put your own meaning to your songs.
That's
that
actually
to,
true. Right? I'd rather people tell me what it's about. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, are you a big history buff? Or yes.
Okay. We have a song off of our EP, which is located on Bandcamp, by the way. Plug. And it's actually about the Cuban Missile Crisis, but it sounds like a beachy love song. But,
wait a minute. Hold on, I've got questions. The Cuban Missile Crisis, beachy love song.
I kind of like, I made a lot of comparisons that could go either way, and we're not going to play it today, so you have to go and look for it if you want to hear it.
That would be thedreammasons.bandcamp.com if you'd like to check it out.
Let's run them all down. Where else can they find you on Facebook and everywhere else?
Oh, Spotify, Facebook, iTunes, CD Baby. We already said Bandcamp. Basically everywhere.
Bandcamp, Facebook, and Spotify are probably the three big ones.
And 88.7.
Yeah.
WJCU.
I like what you did there. Well.
Well done.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Okay. I totally messed that up. I thought you had a thing.
No.
You're going to do a thing.
We're good.
Okay. Well, we've got one more song from you guys. Thank you very much for coming in tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And again, you, the Dream Masons will be with the Whistles and the Bells from Nashville next Tuesday at the Beachland Tavern at 7 p.m., correct?
Yes.
So tell us about this last song we're going to hear.
The last song is off of our EP. Did you have anything to add, Eric? I'm sorry. I saw you inhale. You were about to talk.
He still can't believe that song's not about winter.
Stunned.
So this song, Bittersweet, is actually really special, and nobody ever asks about it. But if we have a second, I'd like to talk about it.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I owe so much to this song to a beautiful woman who used to be a client of mine several years back. Her name was... Actually, I probably shouldn't say her name. She was a lovely person, and she's very... Well, she's in her 80s, and she always used to talk about her life experiences and tell me stories, and she always used to say that you got to take the bitter with the sweet, and that's where this whole song basically comes from. It's just about, like, the sad things that happened to her she would tell me about, and I kind of, you know... she would always turn it around and... just to see the positives and everything, even with her husband passing and everything. So this song is dedicated to her, and it's a really sweet song. And it's also on our EP, which is also on Bandcamp.
The Dream Masons, live on Near Rex. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us again.
And again, check out nearrex.com for the concert calendar, because their show is on the calendar.
Excellent.
Take it away.
Broke a couple of hearts I didn't mean to break. But that's how you learn, by making mistakes. There can be no resurrections until there are graves. Gotta take the bitter with the sweet, bitter with the sweet, I say. The sweet, I say. Gotta take the bitter with the sweet, bitter with the sweet, I say. With the sweet, I say. Whoa. Oh. She said my lover died 20 years before me. Count each day and I pray it's the last I keep. He was the love of my life. If waiting's the price, I think that's cheap. Because sometimes you will find to live a humble life, you take the bitter with the sweet. She said you gotta take the bitter with the sweet, bitter with the sweet, I say. With the sweet, I say. Gotta take the bitter with the sweet, bitter with the sweet, I say. With the sweet, if you can learn from each mistake, you're forced to agree. Life's bittersweet, I say. Bittersweet, to start again, you gotta set the first dream free. Bittersweet, I say. Bittersweet, I say. Keeps moving, so don't you stop.
I say, gotta take the bitter with the sweet, bitter with the sweet.